A large environmental threat is facing Mexico this coming week. Mexico, as we know, has its social and economic problems, but at least it has a long coastline of excellent beaches and popular tourist resorts. Except this year in particular, a stinking mass of seaweed is heading towards those beaches. This is sargassum seaweed, fed, they think, by fertilizer runoff, which more or less stretches now from Africa to the Gulf of Mexico. A breakaway mass of it, 540 kilometres long, a macroalgal bloom the size of Jamaica, or if you like, 10 times the area of Auckland, may reach the shoreline of Mexico in the next few days. Dr. Menchu Wong joins us from the College of Marine Science at the University of South Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the latest, please, on this great mass of seaweed? It seems to be threatening some very famous beaches.
It's all over the places in the Caribbean Sea. All over the place. I couldn't name a specific island, so
no.
It's beyond my capacity.
Yes. And they're trying everything, aren't they? These resort hotels, they're using nets, they're trying to pick it up off the beach tons at a time, just to keep the seaweed away, yeah?
Yes, that's true. They don't want to let the seaweed on the beautiful beaches.
It has a terrible smell.
Yeah, it smells like rotten eggs, and it's bad for the people with breathing problems like the asthma.
I've seen photos of it, Menchu, beaching, and they are grim. Beaches simply engulfed by an enormous brown stain of seaweed. What are the main culprits? What are the main reasons for it being so active and growing in size so much?
From what we see from the satellites, we can tell there's an increasing amount of nutrients from the Amazon River due to the deforestation or the fertilizer consumption and leading to the nutrient-stimulated sargassum growth.
So deforestation in the Amazon, intensive use of fertilizers feeding nitrogen into the oceans, essentially.
Yes, yes, that will do.
Okay. It's a huge economic disaster, we understand, but also a biodiversity disaster, isn't it, Menchu?
I would not say a disaster, because right now we don't understand how it will impact the ecosystem. In the open ocean, sargassum is not a bad thing. It has great ecological values. We see a lot of fish, dolphins swimming inside those mats. So it's actually a very good thing in open water.
I read that it was okay in the open ocean for the reasons you've enunciated.
Yeah.
But isn't it a menace close to land? Doesn't it die and produce toxic chemicals which leak into the sea and damage coral reefs and marine ecosystems and so on?
Yeah. It is when the sargassum started to pile up on the coast and the beaches that the sargassum can become a problem. And also, pollute the ocean, the nearby water, and also creating low oxygen zone and block the sunlight. So all these are bad for the deep sea communities, like the coral reefs and seagrass.
Which does sound like a bit of a disaster, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true, especially for the coastal ecosystem.
Yeah.
And also, for the young sea turtles, those young sea turtles won't be able to find their way to the open water.
I was reading that they're expecting a beaching this coming week on a large scale. That's what they're worried about.
Yeah, and the reason we make the prediction that is because we have already seen a lot of sargassum in the Central Atlantic and the Caribbean Sea. The chances for the sargassum blooms to sargassum beaching events to occur will be very high.
In fact, it's a disaster, isn't it, for the tourism industry?
Yes, it's definitely a disaster for the tourism industry. It also can negatively impact in the fishery as well, the traditional fishery in those local regions.
Yeah, okay. I noticed some countries like Barbados have declared national emergencies because of the threat to tourism. It's already growing across the Atlantic, right across, more or less. How big could it get in the world's oceans? Could it become a major, major problem?
I think it's already becoming a major problem. This is already identified as the largest microalgae blooms in the world. And actually, this is going to be a world record.
A world record that they don't want.
Yes.
So what can be done about it long term, Menchu? What measures can be put in place? Anything?
I think people should think more about how to make use of these seaweeds, that would be a better strategy.
What is the most useful thing the seaweed could be turned into if you could develop the infrastructure and the industry to do that?
In the future, if we can develop some ways to making biofuels out of sargassum, and also trying to make animal food out of sargassum, and also maybe using it as a fertilizer, that will be a more wiser strategy.
It seems like it. Is anyone doing that yet?
Yeah, it has. I think some people has been studying to doing things on that, yeah.
Okay, and in the meantime, until we ramp up this kind of industry or response, it just grows and grows and grows, yeah?
Yeah, it will continue to grow. We'll have to get used to it.
Will it happen in all the world's oceans, given that there is a lot of runoff coming down into all of them? Will it happen all over the place more and more, do you think?
We're actually seeing a lot of more microalgae blooms in the global scale.
Mm.
So there are some algal blooms, and also called the green tides, in the eastern China Sea. That's known as a very large microalgae bloom as well. And it's also increasing in recent years because of the nutrient enrichment on a broader scale.
So the nature of the world's seas is changing, actually, or certainly its appearance because of this.
I think we already have evidence that the world ocean is changing its chemistry. And the microalgae blooms is definitely a response to those changes.
Very good of you to talk to us. Thank you very much for giving us your time.
Thank you very much for your invitation.
That's Dr. Menchu Wang.